Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm Helen.
And welcome to another episode of Dose of Pharma. Today we are joined by Izzy and Ali, who are both students who have moved out of home, and we'll be discussing what it is like for them to be living away from home and strategies that make this easier. To begin, to start with, Izzy, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
I'm Izzy. I'm currently doing a Bachelor of Arts International Studies at RMIT, and I'm in my third year. Yeah. Oh, and I'm from Malaysia. Yeah.
How about you, Ali?
Yeah. So I'm originally from Tassie, but I've lived in Melbourne now for like 7 years. So I'm pretty much a Melbournian now, but I'm just about to start my second year of PhD at Monash. So I'm in the Faculty of Pharmaceutical Sciences. So yeah, almost second year.
And as the students who have moved to Melbourne from elsewhere, so was there anything in Melbourne that was a culture shock for both of you?
I guess because I'm from a small town. I grew up like moving around and stuff, but like I've never moved to a big city, I guess. Here, like everyone has things to do. Like they're always on to the next thing. They're always rushing. And like over the years, I've realized that I've been doing the same thing. Like I'm always power walking to get food or like to the toilet, like everywhere. It's like I don't even need to be in a rush. Like I'm just walking really fast, just like everyone else is doing it. So I think that was like a big culture shock in that sense, just because like, gosh, everyone's in a hurry to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm originally from a small town as well. So coming to Melbourne, I definitely noticed the same things. Like everybody's so busy. And I think I do the exact same thing. Like I'm always power walking everywhere. Here I'm like crossing as soon as there's like no cars coming on the on the road. Whereas when I like go back to my hometown, everybody's like standing at the lights waiting for it to turn green, and it's a bit more relaxed. But I think moving over here as well, one thing I noticed was everybody, maybe it's just a Melbourne thing, but everybody seems like so stylish and so much like black clothing. That's one thing I noticed at the store. I came over and I was like, I need to like change my wardrobe. I need to start dressing the part.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Well, I remember like I'm also from a smallish town. Yeah, and then moving to Melbourne and going to like Melbourne Central for the first time and being like, what is this? How do I find my way around? And getting like so lost.
Mm. Or taking like the wrong exit out of Melbourne Central. I did that so many times.
That's like the most important thing you could do.
Yeah, because I also live far from home as well. And then when I came here, like everything was so new. And because we didn't have like public transport at home. So like I wasn't used to using public transport, and I didn't even know where to catch the train in Melbourne Central. So like my mom and I just navigating around and like getting lost in the middle of the night, like unable to find the train station. So yeah, everything was really new and hectic. And so do you guys want to share the process of moving out and how it looks like for each of you?
Yeah, so I finished year 12 in Tasmania and then applied to university over in Melbourne. I think I applied for Monash and Melbourne Uni and maybe RMIT. It seems like so long ago, so I can't really remember. But I remember it being quite a rush. I didn't get accepted until I think offers come out in like early January. So I got the acceptance in early January and the start date was February. So I was really lucky. I had both my parents were really helpful and we were able to organize a lot of the furniture and like, I guess, stuff that you've never really thought about before moving out, but like all of that stuff that you need to buy and like organize to be able to actually furnish a house and have everything that you need. So I had a housemate who was originally from Tassie as well, moving over at the same time. And so we both kind of the sort of stuff that we'd have to organize, and then we could like split the costs and split the organisation. And we both got over here pretty much the first day and then had to go and do a huge IKEA haul and pretty much get everything that we could from there basically to set up our house. And then slowly from there, I guess the big thing for me as well was like learning the public transport and, trying to become familiar with your like surrounding areas. But yeah, it can seem quite hectic at the start trying to get everything organized and big to-do list.
The IKEA shop is definitely like a rite of passage of like being a student moving out of home, doing that giant IKEA shop to get everything.
It's a wonderland.
What about you, Izzy? What was your process like?
I guess I said earlier, like I've always been moving, but I've always had like my family with me, like moving to like whatever country. So like this is like the first time that I was moving out on my own to a different country. So in that sense, like it was a very big, like me putting a flag on my independence, I guess. So like it felt like I was starting from scratch, I guess, with like my own life. Like it's like you're an adult now, like you're moving in and you're figuring out your bills and you're figuring out like your furniture and like plates, like things that you didn't have to think about before. I've been living on my own for the past 2 years, and so I'm on my third year and I moved in with a friend, and then like got to figure out that again, like how bills work and like how we're splitting it. And I moved out of the city and public transport is a thing now. So I think my experience has been, I would say, very supplementary to my personal growth in that way. So
did the process for you, Izzy, differ being like an international student? Like how did you find that?
Because you're also not just moving away to another country, it's also like stepping into a new culture, like how Australian culture works, and like trying to get used to the lingo and like, you know, like all that.
I think that independence is a huge thing as well. I feel like the learning curve I had, my parents stayed with me in Melbourne for like a week or something and like helped me get settled, and then they like went back to Tassie, and I was like, well, I guess I have to like do everything now and make it work. And the bills, like they have to be paid, and there's a really steep learning curve at the start, but it's definitely doable.
This is like I've been living out of home for 3 years now and I'm still not good at cooking. So it's like whenever I visit my parents, it's always like the best to have actually like decently cooked food, because I still suck at it.
I think sometimes you have to accept like some meals not out of the scope.
So how did you decide between like living on campus or like in student accommodation compared to like renting independently?
I've started on student accommodation because, you know, like where I used to live, like we had like all the facilities that the students needed like all in one place. So I thought that was convenient. And it wasn't like throwing myself into the deep end completely. But now I'm in like just a rental because I feel like I've gotten used to like public transport and just figuring everything else out. So yeah, I think it was a very gradual process of getting used to being an adult.
I think for me, so the Monash campus I'm at is in Parkville, so it's quite a small campus and it doesn't have like its own inbuilt like on-campus accommodation. So I think a few of the Melbourne Uni like colleges, I don't know if they're specifically Melbourne Uni, but they seem to have a lot of Melbourne Uni students. They have like accommodation that's really close to the uni anyway. But when I was researching like before moving over, I just saw that Monash didn't really have on-campus accommodation here, so I didn't really see it as an option. But I think if I had looked a little bit deeper, maybe I would have done it a bit differently. The residential colleges seem like a really good introduction to like not necessarily living at home or living with your family, but still getting a bit of practice at being independent. I feel like I know quite a lot of people as well that have maybe had their first year on a residential college and then met people there and moved out, which always seems to work out quite well.
Yeah, I definitely had like a similar experience with like researching, like, because I'm also at Monash Parkville.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, so like researching that, I mean, like, oh, there is no like Monash Parkville student accommodation, and not really realizing that there's like accommodation that's not really tied to universities, and not really knowing that that was a thing. So like, yeah, moved out like into a rental rather than doing that. And it's like, I wonder if I would have done it differently if I knew there was like places like Uni Lodge that aren't like tied to any university.
Yeah, I think Monash, maybe they need to update their webpage or something. Maybe it's a bit easier for the people to find. But yeah, I guess there's always the option to go the second year or if you feel you need to.
Yeah. You both mentioned like having to learn to like pay bills and stuff. Do you have any like strategies you use to like manage and like budget like living expenses compared to like just like fun things and saving money and
yeah
all that you've got to learn when you move out of home?
I mean, I'm still learning, to be honest. Like, I'll set like a per week budget, like whatever, like food and stuff, and I'll do like a separate budget, like make sure I have this by the end of the month for all the bills. But yeah, I think it takes a lot of getting used to. Yeah,
I totally agree. I think maybe like the first 2 years I lived out of home, I don't think I budgeted at all. I don't know how. I just had money coming in, money going out. But in the past few years, I've tried to be more on top of it. So try and like set aside. And I think as you move out as well, you get an idea of what kind of how much bills cost and like what kind of expenses you'll have. And from there, you know, like whether you work part time or work full time, you know, how much income you have coming in. And then you can kind of divide up your expenses from there. So, you know, roughly where your money's going and you're a little bit more in control of it.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get used to it eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the same for me. Like, I don't really do budgeting. But what I do is like I'm tracking my expenses at the moment. Yeah. And then I know roughly like how much I spend for each categories. And so in the future, if I need to cut down on anything, that I know where to cut down and then know how to allocate my money more, I guess, efficiently.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to do it. Otherwise, I feel like it can become really restrictive as well. Like,
oh, yeah.
So you don't want to be stressed too much, you know?
Yeah. and so how do you approach balancing your social life and education against your responsibilities at home?
Honestly, again, I'm still like figuring this out as well. Like, I'll try to like delegate like certain hours, like studying, like maybe like 2 hours, reading, maybe a little bit of each course or whatever. With work as well, you have to like work around that. And then you got to work around your social life. Like, I'll try to cut up my day into hours, see when I can talk to a friend or do my groceries or, yeah, I think you just have to divide your hours up.
Yeah, I think organization is key. I think I'm a big advocate of like work hard, play hard. So as long as you can, I feel like Google like Calendar is like my best friend. So anything that I'm doing in my day, I try and put in Google Calendar. So I have a good idea of like where I'm spending my time, where I have free time, and can kind of go from there. I always found like PhD, I've tried to treat it as a job. So I kind of set aside like the 9 to 5 as like time to be at university and working, but especially like undergrad, your classes can be all over the place. So I think in undergrad especially, I tried to maybe stay at uni and really like utilize those few hours you had in between classes. So you do know you can go home and you can relax or spend time with friends. But in terms of living out of home, I think I always make sure to I always have to say to myself, like, if you spend like 2 or 3 hours, like Saturday morning cleaning or cooking, like then you're set up for the next week. And I think if you don't spend those couple of hours, like sacrificing a little bit of your fun time, the rest of the week can feel like it's really getting away from you. So there's that little bit of discipline that's worth it in the long run.
Definitely agree.
Yeah, definitely agree, because that's exactly what I'm also doing. So I color coded everything on Google.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, same.
And then, And then so I know exactly what time I spend in a day for which activities. And like you said, I also allocate a time on the weekend to like do meal prep and cleaning and prepare everything for the next week so that it's not going to be like so hectic during the week. Because honestly, like we don't really have much time for cooking like during the week.
Yeah, I feel like night times can really, there's not a lot of time there, especially if you try and get some exercise in or study or like the hours really get eaten up. Yeah. I love the Google Calendar though. Like I love the color coding. So I feel like if you know what you're meant to be doing during that time, you don't really have to like expend that little bit of like brain power thinking about what you've got to do. Like it's already set. Yeah.
And good thing is like it sent notifications like 10 minutes before the activity. So like I never forget to attend any classes.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, so to conclude today, I think we're going to ask what like a piece of advice that you wish you'd been given about like living out of home, something that just like would have made your life so much easier if somebody had told you like that first week that you were moving.
Budgeting is your best friend. And self-control. Self-control is a big player in all of this. Like you really need to know your priorities. And you know, if you don't, you're just gonna have to suffer for a couple of weeks figuring that out. So yeah, budgeting and self-control. Self-control.
Yeah, because like there's nobody there anymore being like, why are you up so late? Like, shouldn't you be asleep right now? Like, shouldn't you be working? And like like so no having to become that own person to like be like, okay, this is what I have to do, even though it's like not necessarily like the most fun thing right now.
Exactly. You have to hold yourself accountable for everything you do now. So
So just to add on that, I think really being disciplined with yourself and also like so to be disciplined and to get yourself into a routine and do it, everything as your habit and your routine, it really like helps build up the discipline and also like to help you to know what exactly what you're doing. And then it just keeps repeating and then you'll get, you know what you're doing and you get better.
Yeah, I think habits are huge. And if you can kind of set those habits as soon as you move out and like that's the kind of way that you set yourself up to live, it's really great. I think one thing that like took me a little bit of time to learn, but I always try and like consider like future Ellie and how the actions I'm doing right now affect like future me. Like, yeah, maybe it'll be fun to like stay up watching Netflix till midnight or something, but I know I have to get up the next morning early for class, so it's not really worth it. And yeah, I think the self-discipline is huge, and like it only comes with practice as well, so you only get better.
Yeah, so thank you both of you for telling us about your experience and providing advice. So hopefully some people who are moving out of home can like listen to this and find it a bit easier. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for having us. Had a good time.
Thank you.
Dosa Pharma acknowledges the traditional custodians of the various lands throughout Australia on which we connect today, and pays respect to elders past, present, and future.